Welcome to your cycling news flash on Friday, the 23rd of May. The 10th edition of the Vuelta a Burgos Femeninas is on the way, started yesterday. It carries on until Sunday. It covers four stages with a total of 351 kilometers. The Queen stage will be on stage 3, a 95-kilometer route finishing atop the Picon Blanco, a notorious steep category especial climb with gradients up to 17%. Lotte Kopecky headlines the start list with SD Works Pro Time and is using the race as a crucial test ahead of a bid for the Tour de France Femmes in July. With former teammate Demi Vollering now riding for FDJ Suez, Kopecky will assume a leadership role in the race and has highlighted the summit finish of Pico Blanco as a key opportunity. After a light end of the spring campaign, she's been training in Spain and is ready to return to racing. Other major teams include FDJ Suez, Movistar and Lidl Trek, with big names like Marlene Rosser or Sherid Van Enroy also expected to feature. Spanish rider Sarah Martin adds to the local interest for Movistar. The race remains a central feature of the UCI Women's Tour calendar. Let's talk about the Giro now. And after stage 12 of the 2025 edition, the Mexican rider Isaac Del Toro from UAE team is holding to the leadership and the Maglia Rosa. He's claiming a few bonus seconds here and there, extending his overall lead as we speak of 33 seconds ahead of his teammate Juan Ayuso. More and more on the spotlight, Del Toro remains grounded. He told reporters that, and I quote, "I am not Tadej Pogacar, my engine is smaller," acknowledging that while he is wearing pink, there is still a long way to go and a tougher terrain ahead. And although he's more and more pointed as a Pogacar lookalike, Del Toro's consistency and humility continues to mark him as one of the breakout stories of this year's Giro. And now for the Tour de France 2025 and the last stage in Paris on July 27th. The road has been revamped. The final stage is now designed to add a real suspense to the traditional Paris finish. Starting in Mont-la-Ville, the 132 kilometers route introduced one major change. Riders will now climb the iconic Butte de Montmartre three times via Rue de Pic. The 1.1 kilometer climb averages a 5.9% gradient with cobblestones, offering a much punchier finale than usual. The new Montmartre circuit replaces part of the traditional Champs-Élysées loop, which are reduced from 8 to just 3 laps. The final climbs come just 6 kilometers from the finish, creating a real opportunity for attacks and late stage drama, something rarely seen in recent editions of the Tour de France final day. This change draws inspiration from the 2024 Paris Olympic road race, of course, which featured Montmartre and drew an estimated 500,000 spectators. Organizers are hoping for a similar energy in 2025, aiming to make the last day more competitive and less ceremonial. The stage also marks 50 years since the Tour de France first finish on the Champs-Élysées back in 1975, blending historic tradition with a bold new twist. This was your cycling news for today. Remember, Grace will be here on Monday with her unclipped vision of the week, and we'll be back for a full SBS cycling podcast on Wednesday. And if you like our offering, don't forget to put a little star or little thumbs up wherever you're listening to our podcast.